Day 17, December 17th. Today's reflection is based on Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, and was written by the Reverend Drew Himes, class of 2013. Days of sorrow, destruction, gnashing teeth, and rending garments, these were the days of Isaiah 9. These were the days of Assyrian domination spoken of in the book of Judges 6 and 7. These were dark days of hopeless prayers not uttered in gloomy, tear-streaked faces as all eyes watched the invading Assyrians lay waste to people, plant, and animal, scouring the land with death, annihilation, and distress. But right there, right in the midst of this unimaginable fear and grief, God does a new thing. God calls out to the people through the voice of the prophet and offers them something that seems not only improbable, but also impossible. A new king. A new day. A new chance. Freedom. Liberation. I wonder how many of the hearers of this good news at first scoffed. In the midst of our lives, we too face an onslaught of uncontrollable forces. Illness and death, separation and breakups, loss of jobs, physical ability, economic plight, and even the loss of our human dignity. But into these moments, God shines light. And as Isaiah tells us, it's the light of none other than God's own kavod, God's presence. While this passage has nothing to do with the coming of Jesus Christ, it does teach us something about God and God's ways. It shows us that desperation, oppression, and hurt cause God to show up in a big way and reveal our liberation. This passage should not put us in mind of Christ's coming, but instead of a pattern of God's doing. God freed the people many times before. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, and God is doing it again in our Savior. That which harms us and keeps us separated from God and one another has been torn asunder in the advent of our Christ, and the blood-stained clothing of our broken world is being thrown into the fire to fuel the redemptive consummation that God is breaking forth. This was good news for Isaiah's people, and it's good news for us, too. Today's prayer. Liberating and loving God, come. Enter into our world of sadness and hurt, pain and grief, and bring forth your light once again. Shine into all the dark places, and illuminate them with your goodness and mercy. Come, Lord, come. Amen.